Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Triple Threat with Sean Pendergast and Rich Lord.
Oh, I think you're right.
Be a part of the show at 713-572-4610.
Marwin hits one deep to left field. Back goes Hernandez, looking up, gone!
This is Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
In what was just a 10-second open, there's a lot to unpack there.
Wow.
Good job, B-Mac.
Yeah, how about that?
You, Rich, did you have the Pavlovian reaction that I did to that?
Classic. That's
cringing.
Les Miles.
Yeah, it was Les Miles.
That's Les Miles getting up in my kitchen.
Yeah. He didn't like your line of questioning when he said that. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Nice overcast Tuesday. Looks like a little rain coming in. Stay safe out there. The opposite of Rich staying safe in that interview with Les Miles. I thought your question was fair in that interview. That was from about 3 years ago. We are the Triple Threat. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord.
Fair's a good word for it. I like to think I'm fair most of the time.
Indeed. Yeah, Brian McDonald's behind the glass producing the show. I just yanked my headphone wire out of my headphones.
You know what's unfair, Sean?
Yeah.
Brutality. And unfortunately, in our sports world, this has been a big week for brutality. Whether it's the
on other human beings, you're
well,
saying,
not yeah. just that. Whether it's the Ohio State coaching staff, the Astros bullpen, and now apparently Gerard Mayo's dog trainer. Have you seen this story?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh! I hate to be. I'm sorry.
Is this a story we really want to lead the show off with, Rich?
That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, because you're taking this in a direction that the Marwin home run does not go.
I'm thinking this is a little dark for the opening segment. Yeah. Let's just leave it at this has been unfortunately a big week for brutality, and maybe in the second segment we'll give you the details.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
Big week for brutality.
Can't wait, yeah.
If you're a fan of brutality, and we hope there's not too many of you out there.
Yeah, Rich.
It's a terrible thing to be a fan
of. Rich, do you have things in your house that I'm not aware of? You have like a dominatrix rack maybe?
No.
Somewhere people drip hot wax on parts of your body or anything like that?
No.
Leading off with the brutality, huh?
Marathoning the ID channel all day long?
It just occurred to me earlier today that probably the two biggest topics in sports talk right now, at least here in Houston, are Roberto Osuna and Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
And those are two stories about alleged brutality. And then I get this NFL story dropped in my lap, which I'll get to in the second segment.
Okay, sounds good. We are the Triple Threat. Good to be with you. You heard the Marwin Gonzalez home run in the open.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was
a
good night last night.
You talk about a reason to stay up and a reason to just jump up off the couch late at night. That was it last night.
Did you watch it live or did you watch it on Memorex?
It was the rare opportunity for me to actually watch it live. Yeah. For some reason these days, Sean, and you picked up on it in West Virginia, I've got energy late at night.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I do. Not all nights. That one night I nodded.
So how does it feel to stay up and watch these games live? Is it a little invigorating?
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah. And I think
I'm not going to lie and say that I didn't pause once in a while when nature called or something like that.
Well,
but
no one's going to fault you for that.
I was live.
If you're, a minute and a half behind because you had to take a leak.
Yeah. I always like to have enough lag time to compensate for the inning break and not watch commercials.
Here's the thing about
as someone in the business of relying on commercials for my livelihood, I understand the paradox.
Yeah,
there.
No, exactly. It's like a guy owning a sugar company sitting there drinking those things with Splenda in it.
Right. I may be biting the hand that feeds me.
Yeah, but no, you're right. It was an amazing ending to that game last night. I was, I still got nervous that there was a bottom of the ninth inning to get through because they just had used Roberto Osuna in the eighth inning. We'll get to him in just a second. But they stole that game. Like, Rich, this lineup they're trotting out there right now. We've talked about how deep this team is.
And we're seeing it on this road trip in the form of Marwin Gonzalez.
It's a great hitting team, statistically, but it hasn't been, it's been spottier than last year. They've been a little more inconsistent. But when they're missing those three bats, when they're missing Correa and they're missing Springer and they're missing Altuve, even McCann behind the plate compared to what they're throwing out there right now at catcher in terms of the offensive side of the ball, And then you top that, these are National League games being played in National League parks. That's an impotent lineup.
Evan Gattis.
They're thrown out there. Yeah, so there's no Evan Gattis. You've got Alex Bregman in that lineup. Reddick can get you hit here and there. But by and large, that's not a lineup that really that scares good teams. That's not a lineup that as you're going through August and all of a sudden now you're trying to hold off the Oakland A's who are within four games of you. A little bit scary. So that I count that game, Rich, last night as one that they stole. They stole that game.
When you're missing your all-star middle infielders and your all-star outfielder, at the top of the list of people you're missing right now, there's no way your lineup could be what it is with them. But the thing the Astros have going for them is, most of the time Gattis is out there as the DH, except in these National League ballparks. He's had big hits in his career. Gurriel has had big hits in his career. Reddick, Marwin Gonzalez, Bregman, the guy you just mentioned, might wind up being the MVP of the 2018 Astros. He might be the front runner right now to be the MVP.
I think injuries are going to put him at the forefront.
Among position players, they've got a couple of Cy Young candidates as well. That's the good thing. I mean, they're in the middle of this really horrible stretch when it comes to being decimated by injury. And it really is nothing short of being decimated when you look at who's on the DL right now. They're able to keep their heads above water, maintain a lead in the division, and do what it takes. Not on a night-in, night-out basis, because you're right, this offense has been a no-show way more than they'd like it to be, even when at full strength. They've been a roller coaster offensively this season. But Marwin was just another reminder. It has been on this road trip what he's had, like four home runs against left-handers all of a sudden when he hadn't hit any against southpaws this season.
Yeah, Marwin's a guy that even how this season is going, I trust him in situations like that. He's not always going to come through.
He's not as good as he was last year. He may never be as good as he was last year. That was
an outlier.
A career season.
Yeah, yeah. No, but he's a guy I trust in that situation. You just went through the lineup of guys that are still there, and let's just take a step back for a second, because I'm sitting here complaining about this team like they're the 2014 Astros.
There's still a lot of value in that lineup.
Yeah, no, that's still a team that would, that's still a team that if they played 162 games against the 2013 Astros, they'd win 130 of them.
Right.
They still got an all-star in Bregman in that lineup, but look, this was a team, Rich, that had put up way too many games early in the season, certainly, and throughout this season, where there was zero runs or one run, and now you've got, now you're missing three of your big bats there. So it's kind of a futile feeling. I felt bad for Charlie Morton. He put a great effort in last night for seven innings.
Yeah.
But good to see Roberto Osuna get in there and get his first work as an Astro as well.
And as we stay busy keeping up on the injury news and the different players and their status, certainly disappointing to hear that even though they downgraded the diagnosis on Lance McCullers' elbow to something muscular, a forearm strain that's not going to require surgery, nothing
all
more.
All I heard was September. That's all I needed to hear.
He'll be back sometime in September. So what's about to happen in about 2.5 weeks is the end of something that's maybe the most remarkable team about this team this season. Someone, by the end of this month, someone other than their top five starters is going to have to start a ball game. They're okay as far as days off between now and I think around August 22nd or 23rd, something like that, that they'll be able to get by with the four and not need the five. But somebody, I'm guessing, like most likely it's Brad Peacock.
Or Colin McHugh, maybe.
Yeah, someone's going to have to bridge the gap until Lance McCullers gets back. So that's something also to keep an eye on, how ridiculously fortunate and consistent and dominating those five guys have been to this point this season.
Yeah, they've got a weird schedule coming up because they've got this series against the Rockies. It has an off day on either side of the series. Mm-hmm. So they're fortunate from a scheduling standpoint right now that they're able to roll with just Verlander, Cole, Morton, and Keuchel.
I'm sure you noticed last night, and I think this might be where you're going here. I'm trying to anticipate. There were a few scattered boos when Osuna took the mound in the eighth inning on the road.
A few. Well, that doesn't surprise me on the road at all.
A smattering of boos.
On the road, it doesn't surprise me. Like, if you know his story and you don't root for the Astros, you're going to boo him. What surprised me was the smattering of cheers for Marwin Gonzalez's home run, man. These Astro fans travel.
It's pretty amazing.
I was more taken aback by that than I was Osuna. But Osuna did get his first work as an Astro last night. Here's what his first inning as an Astro sounded like. Three up, three down.
Taking over for Houston will be Roberto Osuna, making his Astros debut. And Batter Alan Henson sends one into right field. Grounds one towards the hole. Backhanded Bregman off Allen's throw. McCutcheon is out. Really nice play by Alex Bregman for out number two. He swings at the first pitch and pops one into right field. Josh Reddick is there and puts it away. A 1-2-3 inning for Roberto Osuna in his Astros debut.
Yeah, you could hear the boos in the background. On the second out, for sure.
Not much, but just a couple.
Yeah, no, to me, the more intriguing reaction will certainly be when this team gets back home. And when this team gets back home, and then I got to imagine at some point, who knows, maybe if Rendon keeps pitching this way, then he stays your closer. He's still been effective. He's not dominant, but he's effective. Osuna can be dominant when he's on his game. So I would imagine at some point, if this year's anything like last year, where the bullpen just kind of started to turn to mush at the end of the year, because I don't know that Rendon is a guy who is that fulcrum of your bullpen where you go, okay, well, as long as we can get to the ninth inning and we get to Hector Rendon, then we're good. I don't know that he's that guy. At some point, there will be a flip here where Osuna comes in and starts taking over in the ninth inning. And the day that happens, my guess is the baton is handed to him for better or for worse throughout the month of October. That's more what I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to his first outing to see what the reaction is of the Astro crowd. And then I'm looking forward to, hopefully after a good first outing, what the reaction is in his second outing once he saved a ball game for this team in front of the home fans.
Well, we all know what it's going to be if he starts doing really good things for this team.
Yeah.
The booze, whatever smattering there might be, will disappear.
I would imagine so. Hey, by the way, they have set the... they have set the start time for the Red Sox-Astros game in Boston on Sunday, September 9th.
Okay.
It is a Sunday night baseball game. So that'll be, a 7 o'clock start here. Important because earlier in the afternoon in the Boston area that day, Texans-Patriots, week one of the NFL season.
You had an eye on that, didn't you?
Texans-Patriots. I'm not the only one. I'm not going. I'll be here.
Of course.
Texans-Patriots, 1 o'clock start Eastern time that afternoon. I would imagine there were some Astro fans looking to go that weekend who probably saw at first what the scheduled time was for the Astro game on Sunday and said, well, crap, we can't be in two places at the same time. Now you can have what could be an all-time epic sports day by going to the Texans and the Patriots in the afternoon with plenty of time to get over to Fenway Park. I say get over like you're just going to jump on the tee and get over there. Foxborough's a little bit of a drive, but you got plenty of time. The game will end around 4:15
Eastern
time.
You're making me want to go, Sean, because I'll be there 5 days later.
Why wouldn't you go then?
Well, because I don't think I should probably take a full week off.
It's just football season. It's week one. There's 17 of them. No,
no
worries.
I was already told that the 2 days I'm taking are not necessarily the wisest decisions I've ever made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It came down from on high.
Well, we can leave it at that.
Okay, gotcha. So, if you're planning the trip to Boston for that week, look, I would imagine there were some Texan fans who were going to go up there, Texan/Astro fans, Houston fans, who were going to go up there and take in Fenway on Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Now, if you get the right flight out on Monday or late Sunday night, you can do Friday, Saturday, Sunday Fenway.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, there you go. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.